This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July wheat ended the day at 501 and a quarter. That was up 12 and three quarter. September wheat ended at 506, up 13 and a half. December wheat ended at 519 and a half. That was up 13 and a quarter. July corn yesterday ended the day at 360. That was up 6 3/4. September corn ended at 364 and a quarter, up 5 1/2. December corn ended at 373 and a half, up 4 3/4. July soybeans yesterday ended the day at 989 and a half, up 18. August beans ended at 974 and a quarter, up 19. September beans ended at 961, up 19. July soybean meal yesterday ended the day at $3.33.60, up $1.05. August meal ended at $3.27.80, up $1.10. September meal ended at $3.22.80, up $1.12. July soybean oil yesterday ended the day at $32.92, up $0.37. August oil ended at $32.99, up $0.36. September oil ended at $33.06, that was up $0.35. July oats yesterday ended the day at 250, that was up 6. September oats ended at 257 and a half, up 5 3/4. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Monday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois grain prices were higher on Monday afternoon. Soybeans moved higher on a lower estimate of the 2014-15 soybean carryout. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 6 to 7 cents at 335 to 353, soybean bids 13 to 14 cents higher at 967 to 989. In the central part of the state, grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 7 cents at 340 to 356, soybean bids were 17 cents higher at 981 to 995. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 7 to 9 cents at 347 to 365. Soybean bids were 14 to 18 cents higher at 980 to 1003. Wheat bids were mostly 13 cents higher at 447 to 481. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were 18 cents higher at 1008 to 1025, basis unchanged at 18 to 35 over the July. iPro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 345.60 to 358.60 per ton. That was $10.50 higher, with the basis steady at 12 to 25 over the July. Illinois corn processors' cash corn bids were 7 to 9 cents higher at 359 to 371, with the basis unchanged to 2 higher at 1 under to 11 over the July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 5 to 7 cents higher at 355 to 364, with the basis steady to 1 lower at 5 under to 4 over the July. Soybeans ended up 15 to 18 cents at 998 to 1008, basis unchanged to 3 lower at 8 to 18 over the July. Wheat prices were mostly 12 to 13 cents higher at 463 to 464, with the basis steady at 38 under to 37 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 8 to 9 cents higher at 374 to 375. These elevators raised their soybean prices 18 cents with quotations of 1021 to 1022. Soft wheat closed up 13 cents at 478 to 479. And Milo ended the day 6 to 7 cents higher at 410 to 426. Now moving on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In northern and western Illinois, corn was $3.33 to $3.49. Soybeans ranged from $9.06 to $9.31. In the central part of the state, corn was $3.38 to $3.48, and soybeans were $9.24 to $9.40. Now in the southern part of the state, corn ranged from $3.33 to $3.49, and soybeans $9.17 to $9.36. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. July hogs ended the day at 74.22, down $1.52. August hogs ended at 72.37, down $1.45. And October hogs ended at 63.32, down 95. June live cattle yesterday ended the day at 152.45, up 55. August cattle ended at 151.90, up $1.22. And October cattle ended at 154.57, up 132. August feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 225.77, up 235. September feeders ended the day at $224, up 252. And October feeders ended at 222.30, up 282. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday, the 22nd's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 33 cents lower in the range of $63 to $76.25, with a weighted average carcass price of $74.95. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 27 to 30, 4 to 5 weights 30 to 33, 5 to 6 weights 31 to 35, and 6 weights and up 34 to 40. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $50 to $54. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 10,920 head. And from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 216 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $84.70, and that was $2.05 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $252.83, that was $1.51 higher, with select carcasses at $247.85, that was $1.62 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 111,000, that compared to 111,000 last week and 115,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 417,000. That compared to 424,000 last week and 377,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Well, the Montgomery County Fair kicks off. Actually kicks off tomorrow, but it also kicks off today because all day long they're taking entries for the Arts and Crafts competition in the Arts and Crafts building there on the fairgrounds at Butler. According to Fair Treasurer Myrna Moore, the grounds are pretty good shape. We're reasonably high and dry, and as long as we don't get too much more rain Tuesday or Wednesday, or hopefully none, we're in pretty good shape. Nothing has to be moved, and everything's going to take place where it needs to be. Now, on Wednesday at the fair, they're going to have the sheep and the goats judging. That's going to be in the 4-H Park there on the fairgrounds. Judging begins at 9 a.m. for the sheep and at noon for the goat show. Arts and crafts exhibits from 5 to 9 on Wednesday. Then the opening ceremonies in the grandstand at 7 o'clock Wednesday night. The Junior Miss and the Queen pageants in the grandstand starts at 7:30. And I believe I saw a sign that said the tickets for the pageants were $5. Now on Thursday, the beef show starts at 9 o'clock. That's when the judging begins. Arts and crafts exhibits in the Arts and Crafts building. There's a karaoke contest on the Expo building stage at 6:30 Thursday night. If you get a hold of a fare book, which are around the area, you can pre-enter or you can do it online. And the Little Miss and Little Mister pageant in the grandstand at 7:30. Friday, they've got the swine show, 9 a.m. The judging begins in the 4-H Park, then the arts and crafts exhibits in the Arts and Crafts building from 5 until 9. Friday night, they'll have Butler Brawl 3, a mixed martial arts cage fighting event put on by Adam Wright Promotions. That starts at 7:30 on Friday night, and they hopefully won't be moving that. That'll be in the grandstand. Those are things that are going on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Tomorrow we'll talk about Saturday and Sunday and touch on a couple of other things going on at the Montgomery County Fair, at the fairgrounds in Butler. Entries for the Arts and Crafts competition going on in the Arts and Crafts building on the Montgomery County Fairgrounds today, 9 in the morning until 8 at night. And that stuff goes on from 5 to 9 the rest of the week. And except on Sunday, it will be from 10 to 1. And on Saturday, it will be from 2 until 9. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow to keep it going. But they're out there all day today, 9 in the morning till 8 at night. I did want to mention a couple of things that are taking place in the Expo building, some free entertainment that's going on at the fair. Thursday night, the karaoke contest at 6:30. All ages are welcome to enter. And, of course, you can stop in and watch that. There's some pretty good singers that'll be involved in there. And also on Saturday night, Professor Longhair's magic show. That'll start at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. That's free entertainment on the stage in the Expo building. There are other events that are still being planned also for Wednesday and Friday, but they've not been scheduled or not been announced yet. We'll let you know what they are, as soon as we can. I also wanted to mention to you, we'll be doing live reports from the fair Wednesday and Thursday this week. Terry Toad will be out there, I think most of those two afternoons, reporting from the fairgrounds. And we may just possibly get something else done from out there as well. But for sure, Terry will be out there Wednesday and Thursday with reports in the afternoon. That's it for our farm show for this Tuesday. This is John Michael Marty. Have a great rest of the day.